In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Crack open a can of Beat Breaker Double IPA and take a bold, hoppy break. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Oh, it's the second hour of the radio program here, Dirt and Sprague, on 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2, and of course, YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan. We had to move it up a half hour because our next guest is so kind to join us. If you're just tuning in, welcome into the second hour. Dirt is two dogs into his six dogs in 3 hours quest.
We've brought the electric skillet in, by the way. It's in the studio now.
We will warm up these hot dogs in the studio. And, yes. We'll just deal with the consequences of what happens and is said over the airwaves. But before we bring on our guest, Ryan Monso of GoCougs.com, Dirt, our fine friends at Pelican, always helping us out.
Look, the only thing that would go better than six hot dogs in the morning is if you combined a couple of Pelicans with it. I'm just going to throw that out there right now. Today's Daily Ticker, as always, brought to you by Pelican Brewing Company. With the return of warmer weather, Pelican Brewing brings back its summer seasonal beer, Pelicano, available in clear glass bottles. It's refreshment that you can see.
Well, and I'm excited because Ryan Monso does great work at GoCougs.com, and he joins us now. Ryan, good morning. Thanks for hopping on with us and agreeing to come on to the radio program. We know it's a busy week for you guys over there, getting ready for a Final Four, a much-anticipated Final Four with all number one seeds. I want to quickly start here. I forgot because I'm one of these people that, like, I go in and out of college basketball and then the tournament's here and I'm all in. I forgot that Duke eliminated them last year in the NCAA tournament. So how much that's weighing on the minds of Houston Cougar fans everywhere of trying to get revenge from last year's tournament.
I really don't know that it's weighing on anyone. I mean, it's obviously a story, but U of H led in that game before Jamal Shedd went down. Shedd was the Big 12 Player of the Year, National Defensive Player of the Year, in the NBA now with the Toronto Raptors. He goes down with a severely twisted ankle, couldn't come back, and Duke surges ahead and wins the game. I don't think fans are really focused on that because this U of H team looks so much different than that one, but also Duke does too. And so it's the two names on the front of the jerseys are the same, but the two teams really aren't. And this run for Houston fans has been so incredible. They're 30-1 in the last 31 games.
Jeez.
And have gone to Kansas at Allen Fieldhouse, won the Big 12 by 4 games, the Big 12 tournament, run through a regional. Purdue and Tennessee basically played home games, and U of H got the best of both.
It's interesting because I saw the Jim Nance comments, who's obviously connected to the program and has been for a long time after they won the Elite Eight, and he said, I think what the fan base loves about this team is that they're kind of a throwback to college basketball. There's so much talk about the portal and guys jumping around and moving to different teams. Does that help kind of make this city fall in love with this team? Not the city's had a great history of college basketball, but does that help the fan base a little bit? And how much does that help them in the Final Four of having maybe a slightly more connected group who's been around a little bit longer than some of the other teams are dealing with?
It certainly helps the fans connect more. Juwan Roberts is a sixth-year player in this program. I'm going to tell you, I think he's 40. I mean, he's that old. And if they win the next 2 games, he gets to 150 college wins. That's how long he's been around. And, I mean, that's a long time. Emmanuel Sharp is in that same boat. There's just guys that have been here and have built this program, and you've seen them develop from, like, 3 stars, why were they recruiting this guy, to they're starring on the very biggest stage. And it certainly is helping the fans connect because of how things work. They get more access to these players than maybe a Duke fan would. And so that also helps. It's just remarkable to see that everybody around the country thinks that your program or your team is going to be different every year, and that it's going to be the highest dollar. Well, this Houston program proved that's not always the case. Is if you build something with family and with a bond between your players, they're also getting paid. They're getting their NIL. You can still do it that way. And Jim Nance has a lifeline into this program that very few have. And it's fun to see him, who's so very professional and neutral in everything else he does, become just a total fanboy when he's talking about U of H basketball.
Well, Ryan Monso is our guest, GoCougs.com. You say professional. My co-host is currently scarfing down a hot dog at 7 a.m. West Coast time. So I want to ask you, because you're going to be at the
final. Right?
It's his third. Well, yeah, he's going on his third one right here. So, Ryan, people are going to be at this Final Four. They're going to want to eat a hot dog at some point at this basketball game. Ryan Monso puts what on his hot dog?
Oh, boy. So here's I don't eat the wiener. I just don't like the wiener. I like the rest. We call it a chili boat. So it's a bun, heated, toasted, mustard, chili, cheese, and onions.
With no hot dog.
No wiener, yeah.
No wiener. Hold the wiener.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That might be the best drop that anybody's ever given our show.
That was fantastic.
I can't thank you enough for that. That's wonderful. Speaking of that,
now you're going to choke on a hot dog.
I might choke after that comment. I might choke on a hot dog. What? How big of a fan impact is there going to be being in San Antonio? Like,
the home court advantage.
The home court advantage stuff. I know Duke travels really well. I mean, all these programs will, right? Florida's won two national titles, and Auburn's been great. But having it in the state, is that an actual impact, or are we overinflating that in our minds?
So last year, the Duke and Houston game was in Dallas, in the Mavs Arena. So you saw it last year that Duke brought a ton of people, and they'll do it again this year. They're just never going to be at a disadvantage. U of H will have a large segment in San Antonio. They played a second weekend in San Antonio 2 years ago or 3 years ago, and lost an Elite Eight game to Villanova. But there were a ton of U of H fans. This, I think, it'll be noticeable, but because of big fan bases with Auburn and Florida and Duke, maybe not as much as you would normally see.
Ryan, I want to ask you about the matchup here. Ryan Monso is our guest here for the Daily Ticker. GoCougs.com is where you can find his great work. He is a no-wiener man, but he's all about the Houston Cougars right now, who are in the Final Four. You say it's a different team. So last year, whatever, this year, different makeup. Duke's completely restarted their roster, and they've got the guy of guys, right? They got the number one pick in the NBA draft. The dude looks just generational. He has lived up to the hype. They look like an absolute wagon of a team. I hate Duke. I hate Duke to my core. I will be rooting for Houston in every possible way when these two teams tip it off. But I will also say out loud, Duke does look like the best team. However, Houston's athletic and length of their front court, how under-talked about do you think that is in this matchup, particular with Cooper Flagg and what Duke has done down low?
Well, if you look at the national media, it sounds like there's three teams playing in this Final Four because Houston is completely overlooked. And I think these players have gotten so used to that they've turned it into kind of a badge of honor. Like, we're going to come out and show you why you should have been talking about us. Duke, as a roster, way better than Houston as a roster. They just have better players. But there is something to be said for a team made up of guys who focus on winning and focus on, we don't care about stats. Let's get the right shot. Let's get the right play. The defensive tenacity, if you haven't watched Houston, it's just different. You can't explain it. Coaches say that, we practice with six or seven guys on defense to give our offense the look. And that's where if U of H is going to win the game, they have to do it, is just overwhelm Cooper Flagg. He had some struggles early in the year with certain athletic defenders.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to face three guys this Saturday that perhaps he hasn't seen. And they turned a number two seed Tennessee into what looked like a play-in game team. Tennessee went 1-16 from three in the first half, scored 15 points in the first half, which is the lowest in history, I believe, for a two seed. This U of H team, they're not flashy, but they do have the ability. And Kelvin, let's be clear, Kelvin Sampson is one of the best minds in college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He is so good and so experienced. He's got an NBA pedigree, Team USA background. So he's kind of seen it all. And, you know, I think this is Duke's game to lose, but you can't count out Kelvin Sampson.
No, you can't for sure. Good stuff. Ryan Monso of GoCougs.com with a preview of Houston against Duke, a rematch from last year. In the Sweet 16, we got them in the Final Four. I agree. Houston kind of flying under the radar here. Duke looks great, but we'll see what Kelvin Sampson and the Houston Cougars have to say against Cooper Flagg and Duke this week. And thanks so much for hopping on this morning, Ryan. A no-wiener man, that's good to know, and enjoy the Final Four.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all, guys.